Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. This is my business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that many of you are on the just right there on the edge of pulling the trigger to start a small business. You've thought about it. You're doing it for you may be doing it for many. You're doing it for one of many reasons. You either this is what you want to do. You dreamed about it. The time is right. It's just come to this point. This is now is the time, or you're doing it out of and let's call it what it is. Let's be honest, my friends. You're doing it out of desperation, and guess what? I know what that feels like. I did it once. I lost my job. I said I don't need help screwing up my life. I'm not going to look for another job. I can screw this up myself. I can do that all by myself. I don't need any help. And so I started my own business. Now, I'd been in the marketplace a long time. It wasn't like I was, I didn't know what to do. But still, I did it because I had a family to feed, and there wasn't any job opportunities for me at that time in what I did. So that's a reason why people start businesses. Some of you are there, or wherever else you may be. Some of you are, you already have a business, and you need to get it to the next level. You see some things that you need to acquire. Might be people, might be technology, might be more room, it might be more inventory, might be whatever it might be, whatever you need to take advantage of opportunities in the marketplace. If you don't have the money, you need some capital for that. And so you're looking for that. So the things that I'm going to talk about to you in this half hour really fit both of those scenarios, even though there's a lot of difference between somebody who hasn't started a business and somebody who already has a growing business. There's a lot of difference in those two individuals and where they are on the time continuum of business ownership. But there's not a lot different, not a tremendous amount different in the approach to access to capital, because all of you are both of you in both categories. You need more money, and so I want to talk about those ideas. When you're a small business, capital comes from primarily three sources. One is your own money. The money that you can bring to the table, whatever that might be, the resources. If you have your own computer in your home, you can bring that computer to the table. That's the equivalent of capital, because that's a piece of equipment you didn't have to buy. It's a capital equivalent asset. And if you got a vehicle, it's the same thing. If you got clothes, it's the same thing. Et cetera, et cetera. And in your own business, if you've got a business, if you have, money that you've invested somewhere else, you got stocks or bonds or whatever. If you got a piece of real estate, if you have a second mortgage that you want to take on your home, you can get capital that way. So, a lot of capital to fund a small business comes from the owner, from the founder. Another place to get money is through investment. From others, either like a venture capitalist or an angel investor, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And then the third example, and this is where most businesses get, especially most businesses that are established, get their capital, is from banks, from taking out a loan from a bank. More growth for small business is done with bank loans than any other source of capital for a business. Now there is a fourth one, And this is something, but you have to have sales, you have to have customers and sales to accomplish this, and that's what that is. And that is the working capital that flows through your business. You know, you don't wind up at the end of the month and say, oh, here's the profit that I made, now I can go spend this. Those dollars aren't identifiable like that. As you operate your business, as the money comes and goes in and out of your business, hopefully you've got positive cash flow. And as that happens, and if you're profitable, then you've got the working capital washing through your business from the operation of your business, and to a large degree, a lot of small businesses grow. A lot of their growth is based on that cash. And see, that's one of the reasons why, if you see a business fail in a time like this, a recession. Many businesses failed early on, like a year ago, because they were depending so much on the cash flow of customers, on customer sales, that when those sales dropped off, then their working capital dried up and they basically went out of business. They ran out of cash. They had no reserves, no capital reserves. So you got your own money. You got to invest, which you can put in. You got money from others, investment from others, and you've got bank loans. Those are the three main areas. Now, I want to talk about right now in this recession, as I say in the recession, we're in a recovery. Technically, we're out of the recession, and we're in the recovery. But it still doesn't feel like that. We still have a tough time right now for so many businesses. It's going to be that way. Next year, 2010, folks, is, you know, we're going to see improvements, I think, quarter by quarter. But basically, 2010 is not going to be a happy days are here again kind of year. It's going to be another year that we're going to have to really focus on fundamentals and really watch our pennies. As we grow into next year, you know, your money that you have, you probably already, you know what that is. You know how much that is. You know where that's going to come from, and you know you don't have to hunt around for that. The bank loans are only the only bank loans that people are going to get for the next maybe 2 to 3 years are the ones that are going to go to businesses that have a plan, that have sales, that have growth, that have good balance sheets, good credit records. The best companies are going to get loans from banks. Speculation loans to speculate on growth, et cetera, et cetera. If you got a little bit of a tarnished credit history, if your balance sheet's a little bit upside down, you may not get as much money as you thought. So that leaves what's the other place to look for now? Investment. When we come back, I'm going to talk about that. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And I wouldn't be doggone. Hey, hey, I've been long gone. Oh. Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And go there and check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And you can also follow me on Twitter if you're there. If you like Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame there on Twitter. I'm talking about capitalizing your business. And I've been talking about the different ways that you get capital for a small business, trying to help you understand some of those things if you're having a little trouble with that. Now I want to spend this segment talking about venture capital and how to get that but hopefully I can save you some time. Hopefully I can make things simpler for you. Number one, if you are starting a business, Unless you're a high tech startup, you're some kind of a scientist and you've got this great invention, venture capital does go to non revenue startups sometimes. That has been done. It was done a lot in the 90s, but they learned the error of their ways back then. But even now, they will invest in a non-revenue, meaning pre-revenue, I should say. Not pre-profit. I'm talking pre-revenue, before they even have customers. That is possible. But folks, it's like one in a million. And I know you're thinking, well, that's just a cliche. I'm telling you, it's one in a million. You might as well just say it's one in a million. The chances of you getting venture capital with, and I will tell you this, if you want to start a retail store, you want to start a, you know, some other business, you know, forget about it. It's not going to happen. Venture capital is not going to happen for you. If you've got a growing business, if you got already have a business and you want some capital, and you're thinking about venture capital. Now, when I say venture capital, I'm talking about the ventures, not the angels, the venture, the big guys. Those guys look at 5,000 business plans and they choose one, and sometimes none. So they're you have to understand that they're only looking for one thing. You are a tool that they can use to make money. That's all you are to them. And what that means is when they look at your business idea, your model, what you built, they only momentarily think about putting their money in, but all the rest of their time is spent on how they're going to get their money out. And usually that means that getting it out means that you're no longer going to be in control of that business. It means that they're going to help you sell that business, or they're going to take it public. If they take it public, then you might still be president. And now, in the process, you know, if everything goes well, you'll be rich. You'll make a lot of money. And so that's fine. But you got to make sure that you want the same thing that they want. If you're going to work with venture capitalists, make sure that you are willing to think like them. You know, I don't care about this business. I'm going to be out of it. You know, we're 5-6 years. I'll be out. Well, I'll be rich. If that's what you want, then, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that's what you want, then go for it. But understand that venture capital for a growing business is, you know, goes to like 1 out of 5,000. Now, those are my numbers, but those numbers are not that far off. Okay. Angel investors. This is where angels are typically individuals. Sometimes they work in packs, but mostly they're individuals who have some money. They're tired of the stock market, they're tired of bonds, they don't want to lay in the bank, not drawing any money, and they're interested in, and they've got a little bit of an entrepreneurial spirit themselves, and they're thinking, okay, I can invest in this company and watch it, maybe even help, maybe even nurture it a little bit, maybe even contribute some expertise or some contacts. And it's sort of like living vicariously, except it's not vicariously because they got their money in. Angel investors are a way for small businesses to get capital that they didn't have to borrow. Now, why is investment capital better than a bank loan? Well, because there's no debt service. It doesn't hurt your cash flow. People put their money in, and typically they expect to get it out one day by you buying them out, or maybe something similar to the venture capital scenario. But they have a different attitude. They're a little more patient about when they get their money. They're not as fish-eyed about how you operate your business. They're going to be a little more sensitive to you, the owner, and what you're trying to accomplish. But they are going to want their money back. And so you got to remember that. But there are those types of investors are more tailored to the smaller venture. And so think about that. But a venture capitalist, but investment money is better than a bank loan. I want to come to this part, because you don't have to make payments. You don't have to have debt service, which hurts your cash flow. How a bank loan is better than a venture capital is you can pay them off and get them out of your life. Your banker, I talk about your banker being your partner, but that's just a figure of speech. They're not really your partner, because you can pay them off and tell them to go away, and you still own your company. Banks don't want part of your company. They don't want a piece of the action. They just want their interest and their money paid back. So that's something to think about when you borrow money from a bank. The bad news is you got to make payments, and that hurts your cash flow, but you can pay them off and get rid of them. When you take money from an investor, they're not going to require, most of the time not going to require any kind of debt service, but you have just made, you just got married to somebody in that business. And so think about those things, folks. Maybe that'll help you sort some things out as you're trying to start and or grow your small business. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Stop my beat, baby. I'm
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.